From Washington, this is VOA News. President Obama imposes new sanctions on Russia over Crimea, and the search continues for the missing Malaysian airliner. I'm David Byrd reporting from Washington. U.S. President Barack Obama has ordered a new round of sanctions on Russia, targeting 20 Russian officials, including President Vladimir Putin's chief of staff. As VOA White House correspondent Luis Ramirez reports, Russia retaliated almost immediately.
The president signed an executive order Thursday widening the sanctions he had already ordered earlier this week to include 20 individuals and a bank, the 17th largest in Russia, that provides support to them. President Obama said he ordered the additional sanctions Thursday in response to what Russia has already done in Crimea.
These are all choices that the Russian government has made. Choices that have been rejected by the international community.
Russia retaliated almost immediately, imposing entry bans on the leaders of the U.S. Senate and House, two senior aides to the president, and five other lawmakers and officials. Mr. Obama has come under criticism from opponents at home who say that applying sanctions to a small number of individuals is a timid response to the Kremlin. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, at the White House.
For more on the situation in Ukraine, please log on to our website, www.voanews.com. Planes and ships are on their way to the southern Indian Ocean off Australia to look for possible debris from the missing Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. An Australian satellite spotted two large pieces of what investigators say could be part of the plane. One piece is about 24 meters long, another is 5 meters long. Malaysian Minister of Defense and Acting Minister of Transport Hishamuddin Hussein says the objects are in an area that would make recovering the plane's so-called black box extremely difficult.
And basically, if we can confirm that the debris identified this morning is the exact debris, and efforts are now being made to go to that location, the next step is to actually find the black box. And with the Air France crash, it took 2 years. So now we are preparing for a possible operation, a multinational operation, to recover that black box.
The Malaysia Airlines jet with 239 people on board disappeared 14 days ago during a flight from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. So far, there have been no signs of the plane or any definite clues of what happened to it. At least 11 people were killed and more than 20 others injured in a Taliban suicide attack in the eastern Afghan city of Jalalabad early Thursday. As Sharon Bain reports, the attackers stormed their way into a police station and detonated explosives.
It was shortly after dawn when a group of Taliban gunmen and suicide bombers swarmed around the police station in Jalalabad. Authorities said seven suicide bombers coordinated to blow open a path into the building, then detonated their explosives once inside. Gun battles between security forces and the militants lasted hours after the initial attack, as victims were being rushed to local hospitals. The blast also damaged the nearby state-owned RTA TV building and shops. A Taliban spokesman later claimed credit for the strike in an email to journalists. The Jalalabad attack is the latest in a series of Taliban strikes around the country this year, targeting Afghan army, police, and international workers. Sharon Bain, VOA News, Islamabad.
Meanwhile, at least three Taliban gunmen were shot dead after they opened fire in a luxury hotel catering to foreigners in Kabul on Thursday. Officials say the suspects hid guns in their socks and walked into the Serena Hotel in the early evening. They waited about 3 hours before opening fire. The Taliban is claiming responsibility for that attack as well. The United Nations top human rights official says sectarian violence in the Central African Republic remains at a terrifying level and has prompted atrocities that include cannibalism. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Navi Pillay said the CAR has become a country where people are not just killed, but are tortured, mutilated, burned, and dismembered. And the controversial pastor of a church in the central state of Kansas has died. Fred Phelps was the founding pastor of the Westboro Baptist Church of Topeka. The small church was known for its violently anti-gay protests at public events, including U.S. military funerals. For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.